Good morning. And I'm very sorry, I don't speak English. 请苏毅帮我翻译。非常高兴到Context参加这个活动，感谢Peter先生，也感谢阿曼达先生的介绍。
I'm very glad to be here, Codex Book Fair this year, and I'm very thank you for Mr. Peter, the founder of Codex, and also thank you very much for Amanda for your introduction.
我昨天去参观了 Codex， 我见到很多的艺术家，但我不是艺术家，我是做书人。
So yesterday I was visited the book fair of Codex. I met a lot of great artists, but I'm not a book artist. I'm a book designer.
今天在这个电子时代，人们都在做各种的手机，看手机而不看书。但昨天到了 Codex 以后，看了艺术家做的书，我觉得我们的书有希望了。
So in this digital era, and a lot of people now reading books, they are reading a lot of on their cell phone or their smartphone or their iPad. But yesterday I visited Codex. I found so many people still making books. I feel there are the hopes for the bookmaking.
也就是今天这个话题，就是在数码时代下，我们怎样来做书？我呢也有信心了，我以后也有饭吃了。
Today's topic is the new book design movement in digital era. So I feel so when I visit Codex, I feel very confident to keep doing book design, and I feel like I can live with this career.
我今年七十岁。 我是70岁今年，那么从事这个40年的数据设计工作，未来我想还在做书。So
I'm 70 years old this year, and I already make book for 40 years. I think I will keep doing this book career for whole of my life.
在年轻的时候，众所周知，我经历了10年的文化大革命，在这样一个非常难以忍受的生活当中，学到了很多。
So as you all know, so in the I was experienced the Cultural Revolution for over 10 years. I was experienced it's unacceptable life, but during this life period, I learned a lot from that.
今天我们有两个载体，第一呢是我们所说的书，还有一部分就是我们的手机和我们电脑。
So today we have two vehicles for the information. One is the books, another one is our smartphones or our laptop.
我们以前传达信息基本上是以书写为主体，所以写信也好，写文字多于靠手。现在我们是用发音、音标来进行打字。
So we used to be writing by our hands, but nowadays we are typing by the keyboard.
我们所知道的汉字，主要是一种象形文字，但是现在注音文字它把象形文字的原意改变了。So
as you all know, our Chinese character, our Chinese language is a pictograph. So, but nowadays the pronunciation is kind of use typing from the pronunciation can change the nature of Chinese character.
非但是对这个写字已经很少，现在都把写字不写了，都变成了图形。So
nowadays, not only we not writing at all, but also we use a lot of images to deliver our information instead of writing.
我们的用词越来越简单，我们的写字也越来越不习惯。
So we are using simple words, and we're not used to writing anymore.
从文字到符号到表情，全部用图形化了。So
we start using language, and then go to the sign language and images and emojis nowadays.
前不久我到广西去看了2500年前的岩壁画， 让我非常震撼。
So recently, I was visited the province Guangxi in China. So he very I'm very impressed by the Huashan Rag art culture landscape.
古代人用他们的图形来表达他们的情感和传递信息。
So in the ancient time, people are using images and painting to deliver their emotion and their information.
而这些图形非常生动地在传递了他们的情感和他们的生活。
So those images is very vivid to deliver their daily life and their emotion every day.
那时候传递信息是气势很大，非常大。但是现在我们缩小在一个小小的手机里头。
So we used to be have big scale information to deliver the information we want to express. But nowadays, we are using very small scale to deliver our information and to communication.
所以现在我们生活就在这样一个狭小的范围里头。
So nowadays, we just live in this very small scale space.
甚至我们可以在这个小小里头了解全世界，了解世界过去历史等等。
So even though we can just live in this very small space and to understand the whole of the world.
但我觉得这是作为一个设计师来说是不够的。
But I think it's not far, it's not enough for a designer. It's far from enough as a designer.
因为我们是生活在这样一个地球里面。
Because we are living in this kind of earth.
我们需要和自然，首先和自然来进行对话。
So we need to communication and we need to dialogue with the nature.
这是中国早期的一些先民们为了崇拜天创造了大量的文字，这是东巴族。
So the, now the images you can see from the screen is our Chinese people in the prehistorical area create this kind of actually it's a language called Dongba script.
我们所知道的信息，中国有一字叫信，叫信息。这信息的信息的字是由一个单人的人，还有旁边一个说话的言来组成的。
So the Chinese character information is composed by two single characters. The left side is the people, the other side is talking. So they adding together, they put together, it becomes the words information.
所以信息的最起源是人和人进行交流。
So the information comes from people talking to each other.
东方人创造了这几个文字，都生动地用图形来表达了文字的来源。
So the people from Dongba ethnic group, they create this amazing capture to express different way to talking and the sound.
所以信息的交流是需要人和人进行对话，这是图形的对话，对话的图形。
Yeah, so the communication of information, it's a kind of people talking to each other and the images talk to each other.
因为有了对话需要把这些文字记载下来，所以就形成了书，所以叫阅读。
So once you have a communication and we want to record the communication, so we write it down, so become a books and there is the reading.
所以在我们的生活当中，其实有很多和自然交流和对话的机会，比如说为了感谢丰收，感谢大地，和大地说话，这是陕西的一种表现形式，对话的形式。
So in Chinese people's daily life, we have so many different ways to communication. So this the picture now you can see it's the people from Shanxi province. They communicate with the earth. They celebrate.Your harvest in the fall season.
这是和水对话，我们也是感谢水赋予我们的生命，并进行各种的泼水节和活动。
So now you can see the celebration of the ceremony is kind of people communicate dialogue with the waters. They try to express their feeling to the water and try to appreciate the water bring their life.
我们还有很多与火对话的活动，比如说龙灯、焰火。
We also have a lot of activity to communicate with fire. So you can see it's like a firewalk and some like a related festival celebration.
有了火就有光，我们举行了一种宗教的活动，还有是作为艺术形式的皮影戏，这是为和光来对话。
So we also have the dialogue with light. So you can see there is a religion ritual. They holding the candle, the kind of dialogue with light. Also, you can see the right corner. It's called shadow play. It's also a way we can dialogue, we communicate with light.
还有有了声音，我们和声音对话产生了音乐。
Also, we have a sound. We communicate with sound, so there is music.
同时有和色彩的对话，有了灯光，有了宗教的绘画。
So then we also communicate with color. So then there is our Dunhuang cave painting, and also with our like religion painting in different temple in China.
当然我们还有很多的宗教信仰，中国是一个多民族的地方，所以有很多的信仰和神要是对话。
Okay. So also we have a lot of religion beliefs in China, so we need to communicate with God. So we are a multiple ethnic group country, so we have a lot of way to communicate with God.
但归根到底还是人和人之间的心灵的交流，所以不管是亲情的、父亲、父女的、朋友之间的交流是更为重要的。
So all in all, people's communication is the most important. So now, not only the communication between family members, also between friends and the societies, that's very important to our society.
所以我们的书就是有把这些前人的对话把它记载下来。那么英国著名的诗人邓恩他曾经有那么说过啊，全人类是一本书，那么是上帝请了几位译者把战争把过去的经验记载下来传递给后人，这就是书。
So our history recorded by book. So in there is an English poet, he wrote about book. And John Dean, he said, all mankind is one volume. And when one mind dies, a chapter is not torn out of the book, but translated into a better language. God employs several translators. Some pieces translated by age, some translated by sickness, some by war, some by justice. But God's hand shall bind it up, all our scarlet leaves again, in the library where every book shall leave open to one another.
昨天我看了 Peter 的一本书，他把世界上的灾难、核爆炸等等都记录下来。书给我们这提供了很多的接受的教训，让我们能够警惕，所以书的价值所在。
So yesterday I was visit Peter and looked at one of his book. He recorded all the disaster of the humankind by one book. I think that's the importance of doing books. It's to make people aware of what we experienced and try to be make our life better.
所以我觉得我们读书的重要性还是在于把前人的积累的东西要很好的了解，而不是今天的碎片化的电子时代所看的短消息。所以阅读太重要了。
So I think we need to. So doing a book, actually, we are going to put all the history, our experience, our important knowledge into a book. I think that's the purpose of making a book, but not the very small pieces, the small information we get every day. So I think that is more important for making a book.
所以今天我们在做书的时候，其实我们更关注的是它的内容。那么对于我们做书的一个设计师来说，我们要了解历史，了解我们自己民族的特点。
As a book designer, I think the content is most important things. As a book designer, we need to now get we need to get to know our history, our own country's history.
所以我想跟传统要进行对话。
So I want making book to communicate our tradition, our history.
对传统来说的了解，还不是就是把原来的传统保留下来，就是拷贝下来，而是要有所发展。
So the communication with the tradition is not only to do the recording of our history, but also based on the top to develop it.
所以在今天的许多的设计师，他需要吸收的是过去我们老祖宗留下来的好东西，同时在这个基础上再进行发展，创造今天的新的传统设计。
So for the task of our contemporary book designer, we're based on the traditional book designing, and we're gonna develop it even to fit our contemporary society.
那中国呢有很多的书籍制度，而随着时代的变化，书籍制度的变化形成了各种不同的书的形式，它给我带来了很多很多的启发。
In our history, there's many book policy or book movement in our history, so it also inspired me a lot.
这是检测。
This is the bamboo slips.
现代书的检测的形式。
So there is the bamboo slips in our contemporary societies.
这是旋风桩。
This is our well-winged binding.
今天我们也有很多做的旋风桩的形式。
So nowadays our designers still using this form to making their own books.
昨天在 Contex 我们中国也有一位设计家，他带来了旋风桩的新的装灯形式。
So yesterday in the Contex, in the Codex, there is one book designer. He bring his own books to Codex. He using this form of a book binding to create his own books.
卷轴章。
This is a scroll.
今天我们也创造很多新的卷轴章。
So we're still using this book binding form to create new books.
这叫金泽章。
So this is our Chinese traditional cordon fold books.
这是现代人做的金泽章。
So this is nowadays book designer use the cordon fold.
这是书口绘。
This is our for edge painting for books.
这当代人做的书口绘。
This is our Chinese contemporary designer to do this for edges painting for the books.
这是包背章。这是现代人做的包背装。
Yeah, this is called I don't know how to translate.
这是甲板装。
This is the board binding.
我们也用了新的甲板装。
This is our nowadays our books made by this form.
这是线装。
This is the thread binding.
现代的线装。
This is our Chinese tradition nowadays books in this form.
这是书函。
This is a book slip case.
现代的书函。
This is a nowadays book case in this form.
这是函扣。
This is our traditional slip case button.
我们现在用各种不同的函扣来制作。
So we have many new form to make the book button.
这是书盒。
This is our book box.
我们做了各种各样的书盒。
So nowadays we make all kinds of different kind of book box.
那么把过去的传统的东西拿过来，它不是拷贝，而是进行新的延展，新的创新。
So we're using the traditional form, we now wanted to copy it. Actually, we wanted to develop it and make it, extend it, to make it have a new way to use it.
对今天的时代，我们更多的是一个开放的时代， 所以作为中国的艺术家们也应该向西方向世界更多地方去学习。
So nowadays it's very open time, so as our Chinese artists, we would love to learn from the Western artists.
但很重要的一点，他必须要了解自己，了解我们东方和西方的相同点和不同点。
But the most important is we have to learn ourselves first. We have to understand what's the difference between our East and West.
东方的书籍和西方书籍还是有很大的差别。
So there is a big difference between the East Banning Way and the West Banning Way.
在我们东方早年也是通过石刻，对吧？通过造纸，再通过的活字印刷来完成了书籍的装订形式。
So in China, in the old times, we still using stone carving, paper making, and the movable type to making books.
那西方也是通过书写、石刻，然后进行印刷来完成。
So as same as a Western culture, so we still use so they still using writing and also they using movable type and making paper to finish a book.
印刷术成为了我们东西方共同来完成一本书籍最基本的形式手段。
So printing becomes the very basic way to make a books. Not only in Eastern world, but also in Western world.
西方的书籍更像一个很坚实的建筑。
So I think the Western book is more like a very solid buildings.
东方的更像一个用纸撑起来柔软的一个容器。
So Chinese book is more like a soft container made by paper.
同时中国也讲究空度和格律。
So in Chinese bookmaking, we're also very concerned about the space of thing and the structure of rhythm.
所以东方和西方它有自己的格局，有他们自己的章法。
And so Western and to East and West world all have their own way to making books.
它从布局的格式来说有不同，但是它有相同之处。
So now you can see the layout of the books. We have a lot of, we are very different, but we still have a lot of things in common.
这是三段式的排法。
This is the book, you know, the layout separated in three different parts.
这是文字群空间的处理。
This is the group of the text and the space, the arrangement of that space of the book and the group of text, the difference between West and the East.
这是图和文之间的结合。
This is the difference between the combination of the image and the text.
同样是图和文的四段的形式。它是横排和竖排，但它的格局很相似。
So even though there is so all the pages separated in four parted, and it's a difference in vertical way and the horizontal way, but the layout is pretty similar.
这是文字的设计。
That's the design of the text.
这是套印，彩色套印的设计。
This is multiple plate. This is color multiple plate design.
这是木板插图。
This is the wood carving illustration print.
我特地选了男女恋爱的插图。
I especially choose the romance story illustration between man and woman.
东方人西方的表达还是有点不同。
So about the romance story, the Western style and the Eastern style is pretty different.
所以我认为中国的设计和西方的设计，它有各有同工异曲之妙。
So I think we have a lot of difference, but we still share a lot of common.
那么我从西方的设计当中和东方自己民族的设计当中，我也学到了很多。
So I learned a lot from study from both Western and Eastern style.
那我们说书籍它其实和建筑有很大的关系。
So as we all know, there is a big connection between book and architecture.
莫里斯曾经有一句话，他说在世界上最美丽的东西只有两个，一个是建筑，一个就是书。
William Morris said the thing most to be longed for this world is a book and the architecture.
为什么书和建筑有个关系？那么法国文豪这个雨果他曾经说过，人类有两种书，一种是泥水工程，一种是印刷术，一种是石头的圣经，一种是纸的圣经。
So the relationship between books and architecture, the French writer Victor Hugo, he said, human can have two books. One is registers, and two testaments, architecture and printing, the Bible of stone and the Bible of paper.
我们可看到了西方的早年的建筑上面其实都是传承了许多故事，创世纪、圣经都是在建筑上所呈现的文明的记载。
So in the old times, as the Western architecture, a lot of story about our humankind is contained by the buildings. It's combined by the building with the buildings.
那么十五世纪以后，由于有古腾堡，他发明了这个印刷术，所以改变了整个载体的信息传达方式，那就是书。
So after 15th centuries, the Gutenberg he developed the printing method. So the way we deliver information is changed, not by architecture anymore, and we contain the information by books.
他的古腾堡的印刷术对我们中国、对东方都产生巨大的影响。
So the printing ways is not only a big influence to the Western world, but also big influence to our Eastern world as well.
所以书和建筑它是不同的容器。
So in this case, books and architecture, they are different container.
建筑是容纳人和物体。建筑。
Okay, so the architecture is contain the objects and the people.
那书它是容纳的是文字和图形。
So the books contains the text and the image.
那我们在2012年在日本，2016年在韩国，我们举办了一个展览，叫 Locus， 它是书籍设计师和建筑师来进行对话。关于空间的对话，我们做了12本书，有24位这个日本的、韩国的、中国的建筑家和设计家参与。
So in 2012, we are in Japan. The 2016, we are in Japan to have. We are in Korea. I'm sorry. So Japan first and Korea second. We have a big show called Locus. So it's a communication. It's a dialogue between book designer and architecture. So there is 24 architecture and 24 book designer. They get together and making 12 books.
我们展览区展示了很多建筑家和书籍设计家共同做的一本书。
So the show you can see from the screen is a display a lot of books made by both book designer and the architect.
那卢卡斯那个词呢，它是讲的是位置和现场，那它是拉丁语当中的一个场所的意思。
So locus, this word is a combination of a location and space. So in Latin, it means space.
那这里呢是展示了很多中日韩三国设计家艺术家的对话和书籍。
So also in during the show we display a lot of communication dialogues between the Japanese, Korean and Chinese book designer and architects.
这是日本的作品。
This is the works from Japan.
韩国的作品。
This is works from Korea.
这是中国的四位设计家和建筑家的作品。
This is the works from four architects and designer from China.
刚才是叫离合。
This book called Separation and Reunion.
介入。
Okay.
还有一本是叫两个女性是 XX.
Okay. So this book name is Two Women, XX.
它整本书是进行一个 X 的一个扭曲。
So the whole book is twisted by the shape of X.
里面所有纸张形成 X 的形式。
So all the papers in this book formed the shape of X.
我呢也做了一本和一个设计家的对话，叫《历史的场》。
So I also designed a book with the architect. The name is Identification by the History. He will show the books.
这本书。那我们在谈到的空间，主要是对东方和西方，尤其对东方的建筑的一些看法和书籍的看法。
So we talk about the understanding of the Western and the Eastern understanding of the space.
我们讲到了两个不同的西方和东方的对空间的认识。
We're talking about the understanding of a different way to understand the space in between Western world and Eastern world.
这是意大利的万圣殿。
This is architecture from Italy.
它的空间的三维空间非常的鲜明。
So the three-dimensional space is very obvious.
那边是日本的正仓院寺庙。
Okay, so the another one is from it's a temple architecture from Japan.
它讲的不是实在的实物的三维空间，它是指两个实物中间的缝隙。
So it's not, so the space of this one is not means the solid space, but it means the gaps between two buildings.
这是我们认识的对东方空间的一个新的一个想法。
This is the understanding of Eastern meaning of space.
它不是实体，它是虚的物体。
So it's not a solid.Object.
这是我做的书里面写的一些东西。
So this is some text about my thoughts in this book.
我们想通过两个口阶梯进入到我们的书当中。
So we want to use two staircases to get into this book.
因为它是两个入口，一个是建筑家的入口，一个是设计家的入口。
Because this is two entrances, it's one entrance for the designer and another one for the architect.
又是两种思维方式不同。
And also different perspective to thinking.
这本书用了中文、英文、日文和韩文四国文字来表达的。
So this book contains four different kind of language: Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and also English.
所以我认为书籍是信息诗意栖息的一个建筑，层层叠叠的书页当中承载着时间和空间的想象。
So I think book is the architecture and the information can poetically rest in this architecture, and the pages contain our imagination of the space and the time.
为此，我在寻找自己在做书著的这样一个道路上，寻找一些它的语言和它的结构。这是我和一个中国最著名的一个叫雅昌，他的一个工坊来进行合作的。
So I'm still on the way to explore how to make book / architecture. So now you can see the images from. I'm making books with the Astron. It's a company studio. We're making the books in their Astron studio.
下面是我做的一些这方面探索的书。
So there you can see there is the books. I'm trying to using the method to make some books like this way.
所以我觉得在传承吸纳过去的传统，同时要创造未来的书籍，这需要很好的去学习传统，同时向西方的优秀的文化来好好学习。
So in order to create more the book for the future, we need to absorb the knowledge from the tradition, also learn from the Western world.
那么在这个书籍设计当中，我想更多的是和设计师来进行很好的对话，那就是我在我的教学当中怎么能够让我们的年轻的设计师能够理解未来的书籍。
So during this process, I think it's also very important to have the communication with our book designer. So this is during my teaching, I try to teach and communicate with the younger generation designer how toApply the way to design better books.
我不希望书籍它仅仅是一个外貌的装饰，或者是一个做一个漂亮的外壳，而在它内容的很好的一个编辑设计。
I don't want book design just a decoration for a book, the beautiful decoration for the book, but also it's help to organize and arrange the content of the book.
这是我在奥芬巴赫大学校教同学来做书。
So this is Offenbach in Germany. I teach the student to making books.
同时用东方的做书的方法来教授同学做书籍的装帧。
So I also taught the student how to use our Eastern way to making the book and the book design.
那现在中国呢，有很多的年轻人也开始喜欢手工做书。
So nowadays, a lot of young people in China they like to making books by hand.
更可喜的是，中国已经开始有很多的自出版，很多的设计师、艺术家，包括一些文学家们，他们自己来做书。像在座各位的艺术家们，他们也都在做书。
So I also very happy to see there's many. Artists and writers they start to self-publish career, and you can see all the artists in the Kodak today. They also doing a lot of self-publish.
这次到Kodak 来的都是一些年轻的设计师们，我相信他们未来的作品会更加的好。
So this time, the Chinese artists come to Kodak. It's very young. I believe in their works in the future gonna be much better.
书到底有没有人看
？Is there anybody still reading books？
很多人来看。
Many books come to see our books。
所以我觉得我对未来的书籍还是充满了信心。
So I still feel very self-confidence about the future about the book the future of books。
这是我工作室的海报。
This is the post.This is the poster of my studio.
上面有一个人是我。
There is a figure over there is me.
要穿过好多好多曲折的洞才能做出来。
So I need to go through a lot of zigzag and hole to get into the destiny.
这里要和客户打交道。
You have to negotiate with the customer.
还要去争稿费收入。
And you have to think about the income.
还要和内容和自己的审美进行冲突，进行较劲。
So you're also going to conflict with the content and your aesthetic.
所以我黑黑头发出进去，我光光头发出来了。
So all my hair lost for that.
做书很苦，但也是很愉快的事情。
Making books is very hard work, but it's very joyful.
那么今天我想归纳一下。我今天的是这个演讲。首先是传媒信息传达是需要和自然进行交流。
So there I will give a conclusion about my speech today. So communication is need to communicate with people in nature.
在和自然、社会、人的交道当中，我们慢慢懂得怎样去敬畏他人。
So in the process of communicating with people, society, and nature, we start to learn how to respect each other.
同时做书还需要和传统和过去历史打交道。
So also making books, you also need to communicate with the history, with the tradition.
同时要开阔眼界，面向世界，学习东西方各国的优秀文化。
So making books also need to broaden your horizon and facing the whole world and learn from different cultures.
另外要了解书籍不是个平面设计，它是一个建筑，它有时间和空间的关系。
Also making books not a two-dimensional graphic design, it's a three-dimensional architecture design.
当然最后还是我们书要和设计师进行交流。
And at the last, also we need to communicate with our book designer.
但是我们书籍设计师的本质工作的本质是什么？那就是阅读。
But what's the nature of our bookmaker's job? Actually, it's reading.
所以在今天的数码时代，我们的书籍的种种的对话，引发我们对书的思考。它并不是信息时代，并不是我们的灾难。我觉得相反能促使我们能做更好的书。
So the thinking of our digital era, actually the digital is not the disaster of our bookmaking. Actually, it's help us to make better books.
无论是哪种载体，是电子载体也好，是纸面载体也好，其实任何载体都是达到一个交流、对话的目的。有了交流，有了对话，它就是一种能量。
And so, no matter which vehicle, the vehicle of papers, the purpose of doing books is communications. So, if we have a good communication, there is power, there is energy.
谢谢大家，完了。
Well, we ran to the very, very end of our limit. Lu Jingren is going to be available to you to talk with, of course, at the Book Club of California this evening. So thank you, and I'll see you at the book fair.